Welcome to the all-new Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of history, mystery, and crime fiction, but most importantly, I am an incorrigible bibliophile. I'm back all the way from Misty Albion, bringing you the all-new Fiorella Files, in which I will discuss books classic and contemporary, or just books I've read and to which I have taken a bit of a fancy. There will be yet more books that you should read, just might enjoy reading, and really don't want to touch with the proverbial 11-foot barge pole. It won't be every week, or even every month, but every so often I will be coaxing one or more of my children into appearing on the show to discuss their favourite books and books that are suitable for younger readers. Now, this is a very special edition of the Fiorella Files, because I am recording all the way from England's National Shrine, Our Lady of Walsingham in Norfolk. And I know Mike has a devotion to Our Lady of Walsingham, and Our Lady of Walsingham is pretty important to this radio station, and it's pretty important to me. I love Walsingham and I love coming here. I've come here to film some programmes, do some recordings, and I just couldn't resist doing a special edition of the Fiorella Files right from the National Shrine itself. And I am also going to be introducing you to my co-author, the co-author of the book This Thing of Darkness, which has just been released. K.V. Turley will be joining me for this special edition. It's the first time I think I have ever had a special guest on this show, but I'm sure it is going to be absolutely wonderful. And because this is going to be a different kind of a show, things are going to be a little bit topsy-turvy today, so please bear with me. Normally, I would start reading from one of the chosen texts after the break, but I'm going to start the show today by reading you the prologue of my chosen text. And one of the reasons it's a special edition is today I'm going to review, or discuss perhaps is the better word, because I'm not going to say anything negative about it, This Thing of Darkness by K.V. Turley and myself. And we're going to talk a little bit about what it is like to co-author a novel, because that's fairly unusual. A lot of people co-author books, but usually not fiction, because it's so complicated to have two creative minds working on one story. But more about that in a moment. So for now, I am going to read you the prologue to the book as a kind of preview to the review. This Thing of Darkness, a novel by K.V. Turley and Fiorella De Maria, published by Ignatius Press. Prologue. Berkshire, 1971. I come from a family of storytellers. My father was a modestly successful novelist before the creative process drove him out of his mind. He used to say that the hardest stories to commit to paper are the real ones. The old cliché, truth is stranger than fiction, is as true as it is tedious to read. And just sometimes, we writers find ourselves hearing a life story so terrifying, so beyond the realms of normal human experience, that it is as much as our lives are worth to believe it, let alone render such biographies credible to others. What no one expects is for such a story to be one's own. I expect the reader to question the truth of the tale I have to tell. How could it be any different? If the years had not been so much kinder to me than to my unfortunate subjects, I am not sure I would ever have had the courage to commit this man's story to paper at all. And yet I have done so. From the comfort and safety of my room, I present to you a fantastical tale of a man whose life was more fanciful than the many phantoms and tortured souls he once brought to life in the world of cinema. If some of the details appear too outrageous to be true, I should perhaps concede that my subject may not have been the most reliable of witnesses, even in the recounting of his own life, his mind destroyed by years of alcohol and drug abuse. You, reader, must judge. Often life is more frightening, more extraordinary, and therefore more difficult to accept than one can ever suspect. How did I find myself, an English widow and jobbing writer, walking down a bustling Los Angeles street on that otherwise unremarkable day 15 years ago? This is not my story, but I feel some need to explain myself, and if you know a little about the messenger, it may be easier for you to trust me.